Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been selected in the Trump hush money trial in New York. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Legal experts say this jury could be the most closely watched jury in history as they judge whether Trump is guilty on 34 felony counts.
Opening statements are set for Monday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to Israel's defense minister today.
This comes as world leaders called on Iran and Israel to try to avoid escalating tensions following the apparent Israeli airstrike near an Iranian airbase and nuclear facility.
That's CBS's Michael Toscano. President Biden addressed the IBEW Construction and Maintenance Conference in Washington.
When I look at the economy, I don't see through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I literally see through the eyes of Scranton, where I grew up on my grandpa's kitchen table.
He said the former president learned the best way to make money was through his inheritance. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains found yesterday are thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Chardae Robinson's death. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
The tax credits could help since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republicans say Peter Barca is too extreme and a career politician with an abysmal record. The offensive has begun now that the Kenosha native has announced his candidacy for the 1st Congressional District seat. In his announcement yesterday, Barca said he would fight for growing the middle class, defending reproductive freedom, and protecting Social Security and Medicare.
To the many families who are struggling to get in the middle class, to those people in the middle class that are having a hard time making ends meet, know that relief is on the way. I hear their pain. I feel their pain.
Barca is challenging incumbent Representative Brian Stile.
You know, I've always been a pro-business, fiscally conservative Democrat. I fit the district perfectly in my estimation.
Barca's opponent in the Democratic primary include Diane Anderson, Lorenzo Santos, and Anthony Hamas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's 2 starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game 1 of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds, highs in the upper 40s, and sunny in upper 50s on Sunday. Increasing clouds and breezy Monday, high near 60, rain possible 8. Right now it's 53.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time live from Governor Nelson State Park as we talk to Tia Nelson, the daughter of the late, great Governor of Wisconsin who created Earth Day, right here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Friday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Yeah. It's Friday. What do we say? TG, thank God it's Friday on Busted Pencils. TGIFBP is what we're doing here. It is, yeah, Friday. What a week. Lots of great content. You know, particularly though, Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified. Check it out on the Twitter feed. You can see her short reel really nails a quote 14 years after Act 10 DPI releases a report of the woeful state in teaching. And as Teacher Hallie points out, pay and work-life balance were cited as issues challenging teachers. And as Hallie put it out there, oh, thanks for reminding us women that we have to learn how to take care of ourselves better. Anya, you heard that quote, right?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I heard that quote, I thought that is such a good promo. That's such a good encapsulation of not just the thoughts I had on it, but also just sort of like it just made me realize feelings I had about it that I didn't even know I had. So she's just so good like that.
Yeah, she nailed it. So check that out. It's a great one. Check out the whole episode. Actually, we look at that whole report 14 years after Act 10. The woeful state of teaching in Wisconsin. In other words, teacher exodus. Yeah, I know some people still like to call it a teacher shortage. It's really a teacher exodus, though. You know, people can't get in there. Text came in, Cam from Nina. Hey, guys, I heard on one of your show promos something about you guys saying you submit students' work through tools to check if they use AI. Did I understand that correctly? There are tools out there, Cam. In fact, we were doing a show the other day and we were checking on the trending news and the amount of AI generated papers that are being handed in across the country. One of the software companies that has been, you know, leading the way in the fight against plagiarism, Turnitin.com, Turnitin declares or claims that they have an AI detection. So in other words, if you're a teacher and your student turns in a paper and you think there's no way they wrote this, I think AI did it. You feed this into Turnitin and Turnitin says, yeah, that was AI generated. No, it wasn't AI generated. We pointed out though, Cam, the problem with that is that Turnitin, when it's just checking for plagiarism, not AI, has some problems with false positives or identifying plagiarism when it's not. And it's a real crapshoot to see if there is truly software out there that can truly detect AI. As Johnny was saying, probably the best AI detector are the teachers themselves who actually get to know their students, learn how they write, understand the styles that their students write in. And then all of a sudden, one day when they turn in something that sounds like, hey, this doesn't sound like you wrote this, there's a good chance it was either old school, their sister or their mom wrote it, or AI wrote it. But going for software to check for AI, actually, it's a pretty high false positive rate using that. Because the reality is that actually, when you're using AI to generate compositions, it's really, it's not in a plagiarism realm. And so it isn't, it's an original thing. And we've talked about this with some of the problems with AI. If students are using AI, is it plagiarism? Well, technically it is original material. Now, we've had some people say, but where did that original material stem from? It had to have come from somewhere. It came from the, you know, Mr. or Mrs. AI. No, actually, it came from all of the papers and all of the texts that it read prior to this. So is it potentially plagiarizing all of the learning languages that went into getting the ChatGPT or, well, not even Bard now, Gemini, any of those to be able to spit out text? Is it plagiarism? Because actually the only way they could generate their own text is if they learned off of other people's text. So they're not actually creating anything original. They're just repeating lots of things that it's been fed into there. Oh no. So Cam, you opened it up. You opened up that can of worms or whatever you want to call it. Can we use AI detection? There are some softwares out there claiming. Turnitin is claiming. And in fact, in the article from the K-12 Dive, if you want to go check that back out, K-12 Dive AI, how many students are using it? They do have some statistics, and it's, you know, actually millions of times students have been using AI to write. The reality of that, though, is that we said it depends on, can the teacher help you have the students use AI to generate ideas? Can they use AI to help sort through lots of information? If we're talking about, though, the reality of going, I'm going to catch those kids using AI, that should be the last thing you're really worried about at this point. You're not going to stop it. They're already using it. The answer is yes, they're using it. The best thing a great teacher can do right now is figure out how to take AI, the tool, and use it best as a learning opportunity for our students. And from Cam, that's a relief to hear. Thank you so much for elaborating. You were worried that you guys were recommending software based off of the promo. No. We would not recommend software. We haven't been bought and paid for yet, Cam. You know, but Anya, you got a little laugh look on there.
Bought and paid for by any software companies. No, of course not.
Not yet. You know, I mean, but hey, we like sponsors, you know. In fact, yeah, April 30th, keep your calendars marked. Yeah, little promo there right there. April 30th, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room in Madison. Johnny, Tim, Anya, live Busted Pencils. Yeah, you heard it here first. We're going to be there live from the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. More information on that to come, though. Oh, and so it is one of these nights, and you guys are saying, like, where's Johnny? What the heck is Johnny doing? Johnny Lupinacci. Where is our friend Johnny? Johnny has, you know, had to make it truly Johnny Lupinacci. Are you on the telephone calling in? You are you old school, my friend?
Tim, I'm as old school as it gets, but I guess this is more new school than old school. Stuck in some traffic, man. Had to shoot over to the other side of the state for some stuff and, you know, tried to get back in time for today's show. But I'll tell you what, traffic would have me in different situations. So, yeah, calling from the car because, man, I can't miss Friday wrap-up. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, dude. Well, I don't know if you heard that. Cam from Nina texted us, wanted to know if we were endorsing AI detection software. He had thought he had heard that, and I had said, no, we're not endorsing any AI software. We had done a story about turn it in the software company used for plagiarism and the fact that they were being cited as an AI detection. But no, we are not endorsing any software, any learning materials. The only thing right now, I told Johnny, I said, you know, Minocqua Brewing Company, Tap Room, Madison, April 30th, Tim, Johnny, Anya, we'll be there, live Busted Pencils. I gave him a little sneak peek on that, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, man, I can't wait. I mean, that's not too far off, a couple of Tuesdays out. And you know what? We'll be at the Minocqua Brew with all the good people there in Madison and probably some good friends from the walk, too, huh? Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Going to come out.
Yeah. You know it. You know.
So that'll be great.
Hey, and I want to, you know, buses from all corners of Wisconsin, bring them on, load them up, bring them over. Hey, Chicago Teachers Union people, if you're down there listening in the Chicago listening area too, come on up. Everybody's invited. Busted Pencils, we love to have a party. Johnny, so check it out though. I gave you the news here. It's very reassuring to now know. I mean, Florida has been leading the way everything education, it seems like, for the last 3 years. And give it to Governor DeSantis again. He's just signed a bill that will mandate the teaching of communism in K-12 schools in Florida. Yeah, yes, mandating the teaching of communism. And anybody's going like, what the heck happened to DeSantis? DeSantis became an advocate of communism? No, 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 Johnny. K-12 students in Florida will be taught the evils of communism because, you know, there's been a lot of encroachment of the communist thinking and tinkering around, I guess, in Florida. I don't know, Johnny, what do you think? You know, Florida, are they on the cutting edge here or what?
Well, no, but you know what I love about Florida is DeSantis can't get out of his own way because this is a hilarious one, man. I mean, you sent me that article this week and I chuckled and I thought, oh, here we go. And, you know, if listeners are fouled, you know, I'm not a big fan of Marxism. I know a lot of people who are public ed supporters and a lot of especially professors and critical folks. I mean, they love the Marxist stuff. But I'll tell you, if there's one thing I can't stand, Tim, it's a dictatorship. And, you know, every book I read of Marx called for a dictatorship of the proletariat. So this will be interesting because, you know, DeSantis is essentially saying he wants people to learn about the evils of communism, but really what he's talking about is he wants young people to be afraid of something that they have no need to be afraid of. Communism is not something that's a threat. Centralized leadership in the form of dictatorship, now it is. So, man, I would love to be teaching this in schools because it's great in a sense of, hey, whether we're calling it a communist state or not, any dictatorship has not been one very good. You know, this idea of like one person in charge telling everybody what to do, you know, and I know I'm giving a hard line to the Marxists and they're probably just, you know, furious with me about this. But the idea here is like, I love a lot of the things, you know, Marx and Engels had to say about labor organizing, about, I love the idea of, you know, a true democracy, which when I read most of the Communist Manifesto, I read a lot about really great ideas that I think some countries have implemented as socialism. And so that is not a communist state. So I get excited about that part. And I know that's the opposite of what DeSantis wants.
It's the opposite, Johnny Lupinacci. Yeah. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah. Communism, the threat, the evilness in Florida, you will be aware. Talk a little bit though too, government, communism, socialism, fascism. It's Busted Pencils Friday night.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yeah, it's Busted Pencils. It's, thank goodness it's Friday on Busted Pencils. Johnny Lupinacci stuck in traffic, in the car, calling though, dedication to the show. Johnny, though, we're going to talk a little bit more about this communism, but I do want to read this because it sounds to me, you know, from Diane Ravitch, you guys are thinking up the same. Diane puts in her blog, in Florida, it is never too soon to learn about the dangers of communism. Governor DeSantis just signed a bill to teach about communism in schools from K-12. Diane has some questions, though. Number one, will students learn about the dangers of communism or the dangers of dictatorship? Number two, will students learn only about communism in Cuba, or will they also learn about it in Russia, China, Vietnam, and Cambodia, and elsewhere? Number three, will they learn about the dangers of fascism and study the Nazis and their ideology? Will students learn about dictatorship, whether communist or fascist, and both an ideology with practices that have in common censorship of books, public media, suppression of dissent, jailing of dissidents, subservience of the judicial, legal authorities? So, Johnny, Diane is concerned that, you know, maybe teaching the evils of communism, we might not then teach about the evils of, as you said, authoritarianism, dictatorship, and realizing too that,
right.
Okay. So that's the slope. I also want to say, when you're talking about, you know, hey, when we look at quote Marxism, socialism, communism, forms of government, you're talking about reading, you know, the literature that goes with that. I mean, that's what we do as social studies teachers. We learn about those because actually our goal and one of our is to teach kids about all kinds of forms of government. I look at this as kind of silly because it's a law that, first of all, we don't need this law, because if there are social studies teachers in Florida, which I still hope there are, they're already teaching about communism and fascism and socialism and capitalism and you name it isms, because that's what it means to be well educated in a democracy such as America. That's what I'm thinking, Johnny.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, man. So silly Ronnie down there in Florida with his, you know, ideas. The guy can't get out of his own way. Maybe we should just let him go a little bit more. So more ridiculous stuff from him. But there are great teachers in Florida. And you know what? There are great teachers all across this country and around the world that are teaching about democracy. And again, I'm going to give that definition I gave a couple months ago. It's my favorite, Tim. Decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision being made. Democracy is decentralized governance, right? And so, you know, whether we've seen it in the form of a communist state or we've seen it in the form of a so-called democracy, right? We see a whole lot of centralized governance. We see a whole lot of, you know, we don't quite have a dictatorship, although, you know, I bet when I get off the phone lines, someone like L.A. Tom will call in and say, we don't have a dictatorship, but we do have a corporate sort of dictatorship, corporations running as the ultimate authority. Yeah, right. So, you know what? We got to be thinking about this in terms of how we teach in support of democracy. And really, what I see with the DeSantis stuff, Tim, and I'm glad you shared it because we talked about it in class on Thursday, too, with my social studies teachers. One of the things we said is, you know what? When are we going to start empowering children through education, not striking fear in them with our insecurities? That was a direct quote from a future teacher. She said, when are we going to start empowering students by teaching them and not hitting them with fear because of someone's insecurities? And this is like Ronnie DeSantis's insecurities. Oh, no, the communists are coming. The communists are coming. And you know what's sad about this, Tim, is it's manipulative because there also are a lot of people who have mixed experiences from a communist government near to Florida. And so there are a lot of Cuban people. And so it's very manipulative on DeSantis's part to kind of create this myth and media hype around, whoa, the teachers are teaching about communism. We got to stop that. Teachers are teaching about democracy. And you know what? There are communist governments who had the goal and the hope of democracy, but got trapped in that loophole of you can't have authoritarian democracy. The two cancel each other out. You got to have either authoritarianism, right, tyranny of the leader, or, you know, maybe we have at best a benevolent leader, you know, like a King Arthur situation. But either way, that's not democracy. And democracy is decisions being made by those people directly impacted by the decision. Power to the people, a government for the people, by the people. And I'm stealing L.A. Tom's line because I'm on the phone, buddy. Come on, Tom, give us a call.
Hey, you know what, Johnny? When you hang up, you summoned L.A. Tom, and he's actually waiting in line now behind you. L.A. Tom,
we're going to get... I love it, man. Let me let you go.
Okay.
Love you guys, and we'll get back to regular routine soon. Listeners, all right, thanks for listening. Catch us at the Minocqua Brew. I'm out.
All right, man. Later, Johnny Lupinacci. There he was, calling in from traffic, man, stuck out there. Communism, fear, fear-based teaching. I like that point that one of his students was saying, when are we going to stop frightening kids and go for the empowering side? L.A. Tom, though, we said, you know, L.A. Tom probably has something to say about this. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, buddy. First off, we the people, that means all of us, together, collectively, make up what we call government. That's why we pay taxes, because of the fact that we're supposed to get a return on investment from our taxes. Now, for all of you people out there that say you hate government and all these different things, then you know what? Look at it like you're saying I hate myself, because you are the government. And if you don't take a little bit of personal responsibility and realize that you're the government, then I guess that's what we'll end up with is authoritarian dictator. Like we may end up with if everyone doesn't get out and vote in November and, you know, end this craziness of what is fascism. It is the combination of the state and corporations. Now you tell me how close we are to fascism if you look at the actual definition of fascism. So, you know, people wake up. This is our country. This is about us. And you know what? Joe Biden, as an example, 10 years from now, he'll be gone. Like, he may be gone.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump may be gone. But you know what? Joe Biden is fighting for this democracy with everything he's got. He is fighting for the middle class. Like, we haven't had someone like him since FDR, fighting for the middle class. And that was the Republicans' whole plan, was to basically get rid of the New Deal, get rid of FDR. And you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there really benefit from Social Security, Medicare. They're trying to kill that already right now. The people really need to start looking at it and going, you know what? I think I'm going to go to selectacandidatequiz.com and take the quiz and find out how it is that I am voting against my best interest.
There it is, L.A. Tom. Always love when you give us a call, L.A. Tom. And sorry for cutting you off last night, man. I wasn't able to get back to you. We knew you were there. L.A. Tom giving us a call. Johnny Lupinacci calling in from traffic. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Your calls, 855-752-4842. Teaching about the evils of communism. How about teaching about the awesomeness of democracy as an antidote to communism? More on Busted Pencils when we get back.
On fire, 'cause I still am. You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Reports of a suspicious man trying to lure children into his car in Union Grove is still being investigated by the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Two separate incidents were reported, one the night of April 12th and the second on the afternoon of April 16th. According to witnesses, a middle-aged white man in a light or white sedan was seen watching children and asking them if they needed a ride. One incident occurred near Union Grove High School. The Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information to come forward. Tom is in and Thomas is out atop the Racine County Board. Supervisors made a unanimous vote this week that resulted in Tom Kramer taking over the role of chairman, replacing Thomas Roanhouse. Kramer had previously served as vice chairman. He's been District 3 supervisor since 2018 and was elected as the vice chairman in 2020. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino is bound and determined to make his 10th film his last. The jury is still out on which film that will be as he pulled away from a project he had in the works called The Movie Critic. The Hollywood Reporter also says he was working on an R-rated Star Trek film that has also fallen by the wayside. Tarantino maintains that directors do not get better as they get older, and he wants his filmography to remain unblemished. Actress Sydney Sweeney received an apology from producer Carol Baum. Baum, whose credits include Father of the Bride, badmouthed Sweeney while giving a talk in New York, relating to the audience what she told her students at USC, saying, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act." The New York Post says that due to the backlash from Sweeney's representatives, Baum apologized, sort of, saying, "Crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't my style." You sure? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds, highs in the upper 40s, and sunny in upper 50s on Sunday. Increasing clouds and breezy Monday, high near 60, rain possible 8. Right now it's 53.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's go, Brewers! Let's go! Let's go, Brewers! Let's go!
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and
crude and dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant! Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first-aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Until you hold your hand over the flame, you have to cross the line just to remember where it lays.
Ah, you know where it lays, right here. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Should we be teaching the evils of communism? Well, in Florida, they're doing it. Governor DeSantis has signed a bill into law mandating that we teach kindergarten through 12th grade the evils of communism. And I'll read from the Orlando Sentinel, where the story was had been broken. Flanked by veterans who served in the Bay of Pigs invasion, Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed a measure that will lead to the history of communism being taught from kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools. DeSantis said, "We're going to tell the truth about the evils of communism. The lessons are going to have to be age appropriate and developmentally appropriate, but they're going to focus on the atrocities committed in foreign countries under the guidance of communism. All of this will be spread across the curriculum K through 12, said Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. The Department of Education will draw up academic standards for the lessons. Oh, man, Anya, how forward thinking right there. You know, the evils of communism. We're not going to objectively teach communism. No, 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 no. In Florida, it's the evils of communism.
Yeah, I was sort of wondering, you said K 4 through 12 will get taught the evils. I was wondering what grades get the goods of communism or what grades maybe get the evils of some of these other things we've talked about. It's interesting to come out the gate with we're going to teach the negative side. Very obvious. Yes.
We're going to teach the negative. It just reminds me, though, of what Johnny was saying with his student about the reality, though, of like, really, we're going to use fear. You know,
right.
We're going to scare people into, we're going to scare children. And this, though, is to me what's more frightening about the mandating of teaching the frightenings of communism is that why are we not extolling the virtues of democracy, pointing out possibly when democracy might be under attack and looking at potentially sometimes putting the mirror up and taking a gander and potentially wandering and going, am I looking at democracy or am I looking at some kind of new age fascism marching on the way in? Because isn't Florida the state where they said you can't read books, you can't teach the truth, and if you work at a college and you believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion, you don't have a job anymore. Those are like things we might want to be teaching about the evils of creeping authoritarianism, maybe?
Yeah. I'll add to that list. Florida is one of those places where if you're the type of artist whose performance involves representing a member of a different gender, sometimes we call this drag, that's also not allowed or under severe criticism in Florida. Your liberty and freedom to wear what you want under attack in Florida too. Yeah, it's quite interesting that these are the battles they pick.
Well, and see, and this goes, it's like, okay, dude, like, why are you doing the evils of communism as now? What are you hiding?
Yeah.
Are you really hiding? Because I'm worried, because if you're not extolling the virtues of democracy to the children of Florida, are you worried then that you're actually intentionally not teaching democracy because they might hold up that, you know, that mirror to the state that they live in and go, whoa, what in the heck is happening here? We learned about the freedom of the press, the freedom of truth, the freedom of expression, the freedom of thought.
And we happen to be living in a state that has made laws against freedom. Uh-oh. So I see this also as that kind of another play, which is authoritarianism again, because mandating that you look over here at something evil while at the same time perpetuating similarities of evilness and then denying access to the knowledge that would set you free by understanding democracy and the values of liberty. Man,
yeah,
I just see, you know what I'm saying, Anya?
Yeah, I can think of a couple countries where the information about different forms of government is kind of hard to access. And it's interesting. I think probably Ron DeSantis would think he's enemy number one of places like that, that don't let their citizens know about other forms of government. He might point to places like Russia or China or North Korea, and they might point right back at Florida. And that's very, very interesting.
it's like really.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
National Services Company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers. 620 WTMJ.
Brett Eckstein, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
The question I most often get after someone's been wrongly injured is, will my case go to trial? The answer, most cases settle out of court. And that's the goal at Cannon and Dunphy if you've been wrongly injured. The fact is, at Cannon and Dunphy, we prepare every case for trial because often insurance companies are unreasonable. And that's how we win for our clients.
If you've been wrongly injured, learn more by going to the Cannon and Dunphy website or check them out on Instagram.
Spring is in the air and the deals are heating up at the Lynch family of dealerships. Over 800 Lynch protected new vehicles on the ground with huge rebates, incentives, and financing starting as low as 0%. Visit us today in Burlington, Kenosha, Maquoneago, West Bend, or shoplynch.com. Huge rebates, incentives, and financing starting as low as 0% only at Lynch.
Nobody sells for less than Lynch.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Pop open a cold one and enjoy
You're listening to the flagship of the Milwaukee Brewers, WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals opening up this three-game weekend series here in St. Louis. And Josh Maurer joining me on the On Deck Show now. And Josh, this is a Cardinals team that's interesting. They have gotten off to a very slow start offensively. Only 13 home runs so far from a lineup that you would have expected to be better than this.
226 is what they're hitting collectively as a team. And yeah, there's some big names in there that haven't quite produced to their previous levels, like Paul Goldschmidt. Nolan Arenado has been on a bit of a power drought. Wilson Contreras. But there are some track records that would tell you those guys are going to turn it around at some point. And here's the other thing about the Cardinals thus far. They've played four series already out on the West Coast. So they've had to do a lot of travel, a lot of long travel. They just got back from a six-game series that was out west again, Arizona, Oakland. So the schedule hasn't been all that favorable, and perhaps now that they're going to get home, maybe the bats start coming to life. That's what the Brewers are trying to prevent from happening.
Yeah, Cardinals on to a 9-10 start to start the year. Brewers, on the other hand, coming off that brilliant bullpen performance on Wednesday and with the off day yesterday, feeling pretty good about their pitching coming into this series with everything lined up with Freddie going tonight.
Yeah, you got your top three at the rotation with Peralta. Then you'll have DL Hall tomorrow and Colin Ray on Sunday. So those were the three that got you the sweep to open the season against the Mets. It's lined up for another road series. Actually, it was the same way in Baltimore last weekend, and that was very nearly a sweep against a very good team. So you feel good with those three.
I think the thing about this Brewers offense, and it's early, and I think everything we say still has to be prefaced with that, but that we've seen it can do it different ways. 24 home runs, 24 stolen bases. The 1-0 win on Wednesday, that was the stolen base loomed large in that inning with Bryce Turang and his major league leading 9 stolen bases on the year. We have plenty more coming your way on the On Deck Show built by Menards. When we return, I'll sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy. That's after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Menards has all the tools and fasteners you need to finish your home improvement project. Whether you need standard nails for general construction or specialty nails for specific applications, you'll find them here. Newfast nails are American-made with the highest quality steel and have the highest holding power of any nails. Check out our entire selection of Newfast nails in-store today and see the rest of our deals in our flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Good to go.
Back with you on the On Deck Show built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, going back to Wednesday, what a great game that was. A well-pitched game on both sides. And for Bryce Wilson to get you started like he did, and then the guys to come in after him and perform like they did, what a great performance from those guys.
No question. You know, we had lost some games, had the tying run at the plate a couple times, and for them to come back as basically a bullpen day for Bryce and Rock Hudson and Payam Spagaro and Uribe to do what they did against a good ball club who's playing great was just so important. And the defense, listen, yeah. William Contreras, Adames, Bowers, Ortiz, Dunn, Turang, they had a great defensive game.
they made play after play in the field, and including Abner. The play that he made to in the eighth inning, I mean, so many pitchers throw that ball up the right field line, and he made a great throw under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, he's an athlete, no question about it. He's trying to convince us that he was a shortstop at some point in his life, and I'm sure it was, but maybe before he was in elementary school. But he was he certainly looked like one on that play. It was magnificent play, game changer.
For Bryce to do what he did, but to do it with the efficiency in which he did it was helpful too. You're able to push him a little bit, I'm sure, in terms of how many innings you needed from him.
Yeah, to pitch into the fourth inning and past the fourth inning is pretty cool. You know, like that wasn't planned because he hadn't been stretched out since spring training, but he was efficient. That is a key. And Hudson came in and did the same thing, and it got us to a point where we could get to the guys that throw real, real hard. And, again, great defense behind him, and throwing strikes made the difference.
What has made Hudson so effective, in your opinion, so far?
Yeah, you know, you look up on the board and you see 91-mile-an-hour fastball and you think, okay, I can get to that. And then you see, well, it may say 91, but it plays at about 97 because his extension is so great. He's got deception. He's coming from 6'8", left-hander from a low slot. It's tough to see the ball, I'm sure.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Find Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
DMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Cardinals opening up this three-game series here tonight. We're chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It's brought to you by Concordia University. Murph, you get a big piece of your bullpen back tonight. Trevor McGill, kind of a freak thing that put him down when the home schedule began. But this is a guy that was a big part of the push last year at the second half of the season. Somebody you're going to count on for some big outs again this year.
No doubt. We're happy to have Trev back. He needs to get out there and pitch now because he might be a little rusty, but hopefully his experience will kick in and he'll be able to help us right away. You know, losing Boo-Boo Bukauskas that we did recently had really hurt us. Losing Junis, we haven't got to see Taylor Clark yet. Gasser still hasn't been here. You know, we've had so many pitching injuries that it's almost uncanny. Devin, obviously the big one, but it's just great to hear about us getting somebody back after all the injuries we've had.
This is a Cardinals team that had a disappointing year last season, but a lot of the same names back. Those their pillars, if you will, with Goldschmidt and Arenado and guys like that. What have been your impressions of this Cardinals team that went out and added some pitching in the offseason?
No question. You know, they made a statement with what they did in the offseason. They added pitching both on the front end and in the relief. And, you know, they're going after it. They've got a great ball club. That's all there is to it. You've got two of the best players in the game in Goldschmidt and Arenado. They've been proving it for years. They show up to play every day. They play 150-plus games. They are special.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with you here on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. We'll have more when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you currently seeking more control over your high-growth company? SVA Consulting has been transforming businesses for nearly 20 years. We take a unique approach to solving your business technology needs by first identifying your business problems and then applying the technology needed to solve them. With over 90% of our business coming from referrals, our track record shows that our unique approach proves that we consistently provide measurable results to our clients. To learn more, visit svaconsulting.com/growth.
Getting closer to first pitch here at Busch Stadium, the Brewers begin this seven-game trip through the NL Central with Game 1 against the Cardinals. Back on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards, let's get you tonight's keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, the Brewers are going to face Kyle Gibson, the veteran right-hander tonight for St. Louis. He's allowed 5 homers over his first 3 outings with St. Louis. And so the key, take advantage of the mistakes that he makes. Not overpowering at this point in his career, Gibson can be gettable. So when he does leave one over the plate, do some damage with it. That's the key to victory tonight for the crew. Let's move along to the injury report. Presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Not injury related, but the Brewers have another player inactive tonight that we have been seeing get a lot of regular action, and that's their first baseman, Jake Bowers. He has gone on the bereavement list, dealing with a family issue, and so no Bowers to take his place on the active roster. Andrew Monasterio has been recalled. Good news on the bullpen front. Trevor McGill has been activated. He'd been on a rehab assignment coming back from his concussion. He was with Nashville. He's back in that pen tonight. He took the spot of Tobias Myers on the active roster. When we come back here on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards, we're going to talk to a guy who's been a member of that bullpen for the last couple of seasons, although he made a start on Wednesday, and it was a great one, his first with the Brewers. I'm talking about right-hander Bryce Wilson, who joins me to talk about how it felt to be back in that role when we come back. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals, Game 1 in St. Louis, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Bryce Wilson's coming up in just a moment, but before we hear from him, let's